literally start immediately. How you like that, dude?
We all reminded me because I was thinking about this earlier. When I took the ride from a troop.
Yo, this
troops
dude,
are not afraid to just
he picks
be
me
like,
up
all
from
right.
my he picks me up from school, right?
Yeah.
Picks me up and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm like, thanks, dude. I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of there. And I was like, dude, I don't like that. He goes, I know all about what that place is. And I'm like, damn, you know my school? He's like, I know what the fuck they're about. I'm like, okay. So I'm like,
you should have put him onto the cast. Bro.
I know, dude. I was telling I told him I'd do a podcast.
Troops like, love sick. The cast.
I told him
that's because the cast loves troops.
Exactly. Dude.
This is for the troops.
This dude, I mean, it kind of blew my fucking mind. So he picks me up and you know, instantly I'm like,
he's Ubering?
Huh?
Is he Lyft?
Uber? He was Uber. He was Uber.
Damn, Uber troop.
Yeah, Uber. He's an Uber troop. Uber gave me like some money off. Uber's thirsty, dude. Uber's really? Been giving me like tons of money off of rides. I'm
they're
like,
thirsty.
Okay. Yeah, they're thirsty as fuck.
They need you in there.
They want me, dude, because they know I prefer Lyft. So whatever. But they've been like really. Dude, I wake up and they're just kind of like 30% off your rides all week. They keep doing it. I'm like, all right, thanks. But I held out on them for so long. So they're starting to do that shit. You know that I was talking about earlier. They're like. At what point, what's your breaking point? They're trying to find. Mine's apparently 30%. I bit. So I was going to hold out like, nah, they'll keep giving me more. 30%, I bit. But, so either way. So I took a lift all the way to school, too.
I'm so proud of you right now.
Why?
This is great.
I'm so proud
of you. I'm so fucking proud of you.
Why?
Like, I told you, I was like, I don't even think I can talk today.
Yes, you
can.
And
you just come in here just full of zest, talking about fucking, you're talking about, you were haggling an app.
Yeah, dude, I know.
You're like, I figured they would go lower, but I bit at 30.
Yeah, they're taking my data.
You're just looking at an app, and you're like, they're trying to fuck with
me. They are, dude. They're trying to see my breaking point.
It's nice that you are in that world.
This is how Walmart came to prominence. They just tracked all of the transaction data, and people were like, oh, no, we want $8. And they're like, well, shows here that you guys will actually take 4 based on all of your last trend. And they're like, god damn it, like, fine, fuck. That's how Walmart... bottom out all those prices. All
right, so this troop, this Uber troop.
Oh, so the Uber troop. The Uber troop.
Roll them back.
I'm like your girlfriend that comes home from work, but it's just over the span of a week. And I'm like, and then it's a dance.
And then I was out, and my bummer came home, and I got to fucking stick around.
And she was all like, okay. And I was like, all right. So, yeah, so this guy picks me up, and I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like, dude, that school is like, I'm like, it's just fucking weird. I was talking to him about how they'll be like, I don't feel safe right now. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, they conflate fucking safety with like just being uncomfortable because, you know, they're just kind of hearing how full of shit they are. It's like, and it happens to everybody. If you have like a real tight worldview and someone's like, check out this, and you're like, because you're like, oh, fuck, I thought the opposite of that in terms of, you know. I mean, being able to handle ambiguity is one of the signs of mental maturity, and can't say we're all there. Sorry about that. But Yeah, I'm sorry you guys can't handle it.
Sorry, you fucking gay bitch. Sorry you don't have it. Dude, some people don't have it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, read Derrida. He'll tell you about it.
Read Daredevil.
No, Derrida.
Go get the comic book Daredevil.
It's Derrida.
Learn. You fucking idiots.
So, you know, he's like, and dude, this guy, he gets.
You and this trooper hitting it all.
Capital T triggered. He goes, safe? And this guy wasn't like.
Oh, no.
This dude wasn't.
Oh, no. He actually probably did trigger him.
No, he was. And I was like, dude, I'm not trying to get fight. He's like, no. He's like, dude, I think about this shit all the time. And he was like, he kept saying, like, he's like, I'm not like. Was he was describing the situation over there. And he goes, dude, I'm not like some brainwashed fucking like. He's like, I read. I know what's going on. I know we're over there. Like, you know, I don't agree with why we're over there. But he was like, the fact that we just pulled out like that, he goes, we fucking, like, that, we started ISIS. The fact that we're like, all right, we're out of there. He's like,
I mean, Hillary Clinton founded ISIS.
Oh, he was saying the fact that Barack pulled us out.
Barack founded ISIS.
The problem is, everyone's like, yeah, bring home the troops. And he's like, yo, like, I was, you know, stoked on that as well. But he's like, we devastated that place. And then the only people left there were fucking ISIS. So, you know, I'll get to that. He
it was
told
party
me,
time.
He goes, and that's what he goes. He says, they don't feel safe. He was
this
like, dude.
This is how we do it. As soon as the U.S.
just
left.
Just fucking dude. Doing the jump spots. Yeah, dude.
ISIS was like, whoa, this is sick.
This is tight.
What just happened?
They came. He was like, dude, you know, he's like, the first thing they do. Well, he was like, I was like, he's like, I've seen ISIS. Like, I fought ISIS. And he's like, if you want to talk about being unsafe, he was like, they'll take, when they occupy a place, so they'll go into like a town. They immediately systematically kill all the elderly. You just murder the elderly right away. You get in there and you're just like, yeah, these
this
guys.
This is how we do it. Dude, I mean.
So they would, he was like, they would come to a town, murder the elderly right away. He's like, they're fucking not. He's like, they were like the fucking Nazis. And for some reason, like, we were over there fighting fucking Nazis. People who are like almost as pretty much as bad. If they had the capability, they would do what the Nazis did.
Yeah.
And for some reason, everyone's like, well, why don't you like trying to talk? He's like, it's fucking insane. He's like, so then we're over there. And, you know, this guy, I'm like sitting here, I was like, Jesus Christ, man. And I'm almost like, yeah, dude, these people are ridiculous. Like, the people I go to school for are just fucking ridiculous. And he just kept going on. He's like, dude, when I joined, and this is the whole point I was trying to make. He's like, when I joined up, the one thing that I was stuck on, they kept like going back to it. They're like, in the event that you're captured, are you prepared to shoot yourself in the head? And he was just like, and that's something when you're like going through all the training.
Shit, dude, I might not even get captured and I'm willing.
You got to jump.
Hell yeah, man. What?
Well, he's like, I had to be honest. He's like, I don't know, dude. He's like, I really thought like, you know, I'd see like the humanity in him. That like before he went over there, he was like, you know, they probably like thinking like World War II prisoner of war stuff where you're out playing baseball and shit. And they were like, no, like they'll just burn you alive. Like you have to, if you're about to get captured, just ice yourself. And can you do that? And so you have these guys who have to like get ready to ice themselves, like talk themselves into icing themselves. And then they get done and they get out.
And drive Lyft.
And they come home and they're just like, yeah.
And listen to Maroon 5 while you're driving Uber.
Yeah, dude. He's
and
like,
some chick's like, turn this up.
He works in an office and then he drives Lyft at night. I think he's just, my man's staying busy, dude. Because he was telling me, he was like, yeah, dude, like my, he was like the, he's like everyone, he's like that whole group of people. And I had someone in my school the other day be like, why are we getting emails from the National Guard? That honestly, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, are you like really, that bothers you? You're that much of a, it's like, shut the fuck up. And he's like, dude, he's like the threat. And he's like, and again, he's like, I'm not brainwashed because I'm like a real, you know, anti-CIA, anti all that stuff. He was like,
you're anti-CIA.
Oh, big time. I was super, super. He was like, dude.
Why?
He was like,
the CIA fucking rocks.
I was against them. I mean, I'm still fucking scared of the deep state, and they're still a threat. Dude. It's not the CIA. He explained to you, this guy broke
it
down.
We want the CIA on our side, dude.
For sure.
We want the fucking
for sure.
Dogs.
But you don't want them to break away and start their own little fucking thing.
They're chilling, man.
We'll see. I don't know. That's why I was on the fence.
We'll find
out. He goes, dude, I hear you. He goes, he's like, I've worked with all the three-letter agencies. He was like, this dude was like,
lying?
Navy. No. This dude was fucking
a
real
Navy
deal.
SEAL.
He worked with the SEALs, yeah. I'm telling you, this guy was a fucking man.
Navy SEAL Uber.
His boy was a bomb diffuser.
Navy SEAL Uber driver.
Dude, I'm telling you. You're going to fucking, you dare go.
Are you sure you didn't just get lied to by an Uber driver?
No, dude, I'm telling you. He had done work where, like, I guess the CIA would do reconnaissance, and he was just a guy going and kicking in doors and shit, snatching, grabbing people.
Wow.
So he was, yeah, dude. So he was like, he goes, the stuff we do to like stop terror threats, he's like, they're real. Like, people are trying to fuck us up around the clock. He's like, that's not bullshit.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, we had to go around there and basically like snatch people out of there. He's like, my best friend over there died from, the guy in ISIS, like the head, whatever dude in charge.
Al-Baghdadi.
One of them strapped a bomb to a little girl, or this was like the guy in this town who was like his underling,
oh,
whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Strapped a bomb to like a young girl, and had her walk into like a police station, and they just exploded. They detonated the girl, and they just like blew up the police station. So he's like, the guy, my sergeant, whatever, lieutenant sergeant, was just like, we're killing this motherfucker. I don't care how.
Oh,
yeah. Here's his house. We're gonna fucking kill this guy. And his friend there was a bomb diffuser. He would, like, go and defuse bombs and shit. And they kicked in the door, and it was rigged. And he's like, my friend just fucking blew to pieces. And he's like, they're going to tell me they're not fucking safe. And I was like, dude, I hear you, bro. I fucking hear you. They're fucking annoying. But yeah, he's like,
they're annoying.
This guy went down the whole thing. Of like, my family's all... He just went into it. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, bro. Fucking love the troops, dude.
I love
factually fighting. He's like, no, I've seen ISIS. Like, I fought them.
Yeah,
he's like,
they're wild.
They're terrifying. He's like, they're literally, he's like, the amount they hate us, he's like, you can't even fathom it. And he's like, the other people there are cool. I hung out with all the other people. It's like, this is just fucking, it's ISIS. Everyone there I was with, they're cool. I'd play with the kids and everything. Everyone loved us. It's fucking ISIS. And he's like, dude.
Yeah.
The fact that, like, the New York Times even, for a while, was writing that stuff, like, what about ISIS? It was like, dude, I would have a fucking, if I was over there, if I was that dude and I read that in New York Times, I would fucking drive my car off a cliff. I'd be so fucking mad. It's like, dude, why are you doing this?
Yeah. You'd drive your car off a cliff?
I'd be so angry. I'd probably just crash into someone on purpose.
Yeah.
If I was fighting ISIS and I was
reading something. You'd start mosh pitting with your car.
I'd start moshing.
Like, I'm going to fucking
start. Dude, I was
mosh
so
pit.
Fired up on the troops. I got home and I was like, God damn, dude.
Yeah,
I
love the troops.
Love the troops.
I was just watching Valkyrie, dude. I love the
troops.
True,
that's true.
Valkyrie's the shit.
Dude, having to answer the question, like, can you ice yourself? It's like, Jesus Christ. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. It's easy to.
Easy.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
I'll do it right now. I should be like, yeah. I'll do it right fucking
Please.
Now.
Please.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm going to ice myself today.
ISIS might get you, dude. You better do it before ISIS catches
ISIS
you.
ISIS better not.
It burns you.
I'll be fucking pissed if ISIS gets me today.
That sucks.
Dude, if ISIS broke in and just carried me out of there, I'd be pissed if ISIS got me. This was special. You put on a fucking clinic today.
I mean, dude, I've been
washing your ass, but your bumper fell off.
Taking lion's mane, dude.
ISIS. You're talking to troops and Ubers.
I'm a busy,
you talked to a fucking. You met a Navy SEAL that now drives Uber and lies to people.
He's not a fucking dude. He's not a liar. I'm gonna wait till I'm gonna get him, dude.
What are you gonna do?
I'll run into him again.
What was his name?
I'm not gonna say. I'm not gonna tell a troop's name on the air. We text.
Was it Chris Kyle?
Nah,
known
dude.
Liar. Chris Kyle.
Is he a liar?
Yeah, Chris Kyle is a liar.
Really?
I mean, he also killed a bunch of people and lost his... He was a little wild.
Damn, dude. R.I.P. Orlando Bloom. Oh, yeah, that's right. He did.
And Orlando Bloom. Yeah, Chris Kyle said he was shooting people, like, at Hurricane Katrina. I mean,
probably Mark Wahlberg probably left the side, and he just went fucking wild.
Mark Wahlberg has...
Didn't Wahlberg, like, befriend Kyle? Oh, no, that was...
Marcus Luttrell.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper.
Operation Red Wing.
Bradley Cooper played...
Bradley Cooper was Chris Kyle, but
yeah,
that was...
That's the thing. If you got to come back from fighting at war, you got to link up with an A-list actor as soon as possible and have them kind of, like...
Yeah, you got to link spokesman. Up with someone that went to, like, Juilliard.
Yeah.
And he went to a performing arts school. Yeah. And then now is jacked.
Exactly.
And he's like, I'm pretty tough, too.
I'm basically a fucking Navy SEAL.
I mean, these guys, being around these guys is incredible. I mean, when you're hanging out with these guys, you realize, like, we take a lot for granted.
Oh, dude, for sure.
And it's fucking...
I got Wahlberged in the Uber.
Bradley Cooper wearing, like, a fucking military hat with, like, a fucking logo. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Knock it off. Like, you're stealing
then, Valley. And then a fucking week later does a... What was that musical he just did?
Yeah, it was a country music fucking... Oh, man. What a fucking day, dude.
Yeah, man. Go rest up. Hit the catacomb,
sucks
dude.
Sucks being sad. Being sad is gay.
Oh, it fucking sucks.
Man.
Pointless.
True.
Absolutely pointless.
All right.
I'm telling you, hit the vape pen, dude. America,
inspired
dude.
Inspired me to love America
so
much.
I used to be... I thought I was liberal, dude, and I'm not... They pushed me right out of the club, and I'm like,
really
thank
like,
you.
I didn't really like our country that much.
Yeah,
once
I really
got out of the military.
That's true.
I was kind of anti, but now they got me right back in.
You were a rogue soldier, dude. You were Jason. You're basically Jason Bourne.
I was Jason Bourne.
You woke up, you're like, where am I, dude? Like, I'm back at my parents' house.
I woke
house.
Up on stage at an open mic and just started, like, fucking ripping.
Where am I? Like, you're at the Harrisburg Comedy Zone, and you're like, fucking
what
black people
like?
Are scared of dogs.
I rose to the top.
Damn, dude.
No,
they're
going to
send some government for you one day.
When
though.
I left West Point, I wanted to have a pistol in my room and like be taking it apart so that when my mom came up the steps and saw me, I could like be like, shh, I'm still in, Mom. I'm still in the military.
That was your plan?
They just broke me out. I'm a fucking Secret Serviceman now.
You were like Leo from fucking Departed.
Yeah,
oh, that would have been sick if they did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, if I departed her.
If you just dedicated your life to like stealing CIA valor, that would have been really nice.
No, I'm
you
sick.
Just told everyone you're like,
I steal valor a little too much right now.
Yeah, but you don't
I drunkenly steal valor to like.
Well, you just wear the boots.
I still have my boots from West Point,
yeah.
And I'll wear them out. And yeah. People, if people start lipping, if they start giving me shit, I'm like, you see these boots? It's only to drunk douches.
That's fair.
Every once in a while, I'll hit a guy who's actually in the military.
And he's like...
And he'll be like, I saw those boots, dude. What branch were you? And I'll be like, I don't want to talk about it. I'll fucking leave.
That's such a nice move.
I'll be like, I was Army. Yeah, me too. I'll be like, all right, see you later.
That's all I got for you. Yeah, my tattoo got me a lot of fucking military grief.
Yeah.
The snake. Everyone was like, oh, yeah. Dude, you're in Army? I'm like, no. And they're like, why do you have like the don't tread on me snake? And I was like, oh no, I thought it was cool. And they're like, all right, man, it's cool. And
Matt,
like,
oh yeah, that actually doesn't, that Matt has a don't tread on me snake on his shoulder.
I had it for, I had literally the snake and I had the words don't tread on me under my arm. And like the first
that's
day,
that's crazy. You got that
day,
tattoo.
I know. I was
How
feeling myself. I was like 22. I was like Shane O'Connor's roommate. I was like our one roommate's age.
Oh man, you and him, totally different paths.
Oh dude, I was a fucking wild
man. He's out doing the Drexel radio. You're
dude,
over here.
I was up in, I like,
you Alex Jones.
I was up in,
Speaking of, dude, my friend hit me up and was like, yo, the Navy SEALs got a hold of your firefighter sketch, and they were all passing around saying it was the shit, dude. So, yo, shout out Navy SEALs. Damn, what up, dude. Boys?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that made me feel, I was sitting, it was right last night when I was reading that some dickhead talking shit on me online that I sold out to the right wing and that I was a fucking failed white comic. And then my boy texted me and was like, yo, the Navy SEALs are praising you. It's like, dude, me and the SEALs are.
So who would you rather have, the Navy SEALs praise you or some dude?
Dude.
Not fucking trashing some dude who's probably projecting his own life failure onto you. It's like, hey, man.
Now that me and the Navy SEALs are cool, dude.
I mean, you pretty much, you get up at 4:30 in the morning, dude. It's basically Jocko's boys are being like, yo, you ever hear this? He's a fucking man.
Me and the SEALs have very similar regimens.
For sure.
Like, 100%.
For sure, dude.
Both discipline out the wazoo. You want to know what I did today?
What you do?
Nothing. I didn't do much.
I don't think I even got a breakfast sandwich. I don't think I even like fart at 4:30 in the morning in my sleep. My body is just totally shut down.
Off. Just yeah. No, me and the SEALs are pretty. I'm pretty much a SEAL now. I mean, you should see me in basic training.
How was that?
I was pretty much a SEAL.
Hitting the push-ups?
That's what the thing was. Like, I didn't quit because it was too hard.
Too easy.
It was a cakewalk, dude. Yeah, I was like, I gotta get out of here. Like,
this is what you guys want me to do?
Nah.
100 push-ups. Call me when you guys need me to do 1,000.
Yeah, right. I'd be at like 5 and be like, well, I'm trying, man. I'm trying so fucking hard.
You should have just wore Metal Gear Solid gear and just fucking just like slunk around the whole time. You ever seen people get question marks?
I just got a box and hid in it and walked the halls at night. Oh, man. I've told that story a bunch.
What?
Like, when I knew I was going to quit during basic, mm-hmm. I just went out and took a shower. Like, at night, you're not allowed to shower. You're not allowed to get out of your fucking room at night.
People hit you with fucking soap bars, dude.
I got out and just went to take a shower in the middle of the night.
Because you knew you had enough.
I was like, fuck this. Yeah. I'm not going to listen to these fucking guys. I'm taking a shower. This sucks.
How was it?
When I was walking to the shower, they all, like, 3 drill sergeants came running down the hall and were like, what the fuck are you doing? Get against the wall. So I was standing against the wall and they were like, do you even want to fucking be here? And I was like, no, I'm quitting.
Yeah, I'm done.
And instantly they were like, oh man, come on. It's not that bad, dude.
It's like being in a
you can do it. Come on, man.
It's like being in like a haunted attraction. Feel like you stop. Like, all right, my bad. So what's going on?
As soon as I was like, no, really, I'm definitely quitting. This sucks. They're like, dude, come on. It's not that bad. Just get through this. It's fine. It's easy. You can do it. And I was like, no, I'm getting in the shower, dude. They're like, all right, get in the shower. Let me take the shower.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. Well,
that's pretty much exactly what Navy SEALs basic training is, too.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
They can let you skate through. You're like, dude, this is too hard.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, go ahead.
They're like, all right, come on, man.
Yeah.
You can shower.
So that's why I get so emotional when I watch, like, Lone Survivor. If you know it, dude, if you watch Lone Survivor with me, because those are my brothers.
I hear you.
Those are pretty much my brothers.
That, dude, that guy was going to come fuck you up, dude. Did you ever see the guy Mark Wahlberg touts around in interviews?
Marcus Luttrell?
I think so.
The guy, the actual Lone Survivor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to fuck you up. Yeah,
he'll fucking kill me.
Did you see when Mark brings him around and the guy's like, well, I mean, like, I feel the guy who's interviewing him basically says, like, kind of like doesn't really treat this guy's situation with as much respect as the guy wants. And the dude starts talking and Mark, like, puts his arm in front of him. He's like, What are you talking about, bro? It's pretty funny.
Damn, Mark's a troop. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark's a troop.
Dude, that's so ridiculous that he just is like, I'm a troop.
He's a troop, dude. He saved Boston. Sucks. Mark saved Boston during the bombing.
What a fucking dildo.
And he's a troop, dude.
Mark Wahlberg is a dildo.
I will say, Wahlburgers is off the hook.
You go to Wahlburgers?
Dude, I just went there the other day. It's so fucking
good. Did you go to the one in Philly?
Is there
any other ones?
The one in Northern Liberties.
Yeah,
put on a wife beater, dude, and I just walk in. I was like,
damn, they probably thought you were one of them.
They probably did.
Did you get hooked up? Were they like, here you go, dude. You're a troop. You're a Wahlberg troop, dude.
I felt like such a douche.
What a fucking psycho that guy
is. It's so good, dude. Wahlburgers, I think, is better than Shake Shack.
100%. Oh, I got a new dude to fucking hate.
Who?
The fucking Rock.
Oh, yeah, I've been hating
The Rock fucking sucks.
I've been hating The Rock.
I know. You've been, like, messaging him that you're going to make him come. Isn't that all your Twitter was?
I sent him some gay shit, yeah. I sent The Rock some gay shit.
The vest floats back up. Like,
waiting to get bitten by a shark. And then the moment one of those finally snagged you, it was probably like, no, 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 no. Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Yeah, USS Indianapolis.
Does that captain have any relatives?
I don't know.
Might start sending him fucking hate mail.
Send him a hate mail. Be like, you're fucking
your bitch-ass granddad. Kill yourself, dude. Yeah, your grandfather's a fucking piece of shit, dude.
Pussy, dude.
He should have went down with the fucking... He should have locked himself in and went down. I think you're supposed to just, like, climb the top of the ship and grab it and fucking submerge.
Which is such a ridiculous...
I know.
Imagine that's the first guy to be like, yeah, captain goes down with the ship. The captain's probably like, what? Wait, why are we starting that fucking tradition? That's a dumb tradition.
It's funny to think of the people who are like, all right, that's what I got. It's like, what? No, dude.
Yeah, wait till the room's
on... It's just a job, bro.
When the room's on fire, you're getting the fuck out.
Yeah, this is just a job.
Yeah.
You totally leave. That's when people are like, I can't believe those soldiers deserted. I'd be like, dude, first chance I fucking got, dude.
Get out. I deserted day one of boot camp.
We're fighting a battle in the woods. I'm hitting the left, dude. Yeah. Peace.
I remember being a kid watching every war movie, be like, all right, I would fake dead there. I'd be like, I would lay there the whole time.
Dude, I've gone paintballing before. And they're like, charge the fort. And I'm like, fuck no, dude. Those things hurt. I'm going to sit here.
You're a coward at paintball. Yeah. You deserted.
I deserted and went and got a roller burger at the fucking lunch truck, dude. You ever see those hot dogs or hot dog shaped hamburgers? No. Got a roller burger. I had like two of them.
Oh,
a mask
my God.
Would fog up. I'm like, I'm getting a fucking roller burger, dude. This sucks. I'm gonna go get a blue Gatorade and a roller burger. And I'll meet you guys back in the game. When I played paintball, I just sat in the back and just wait till my team would go in front of me and shoot my teammates. I just did friendly fire. I just wanted to shoot people in paintball.
You hit the old Pat Tillman, dude.
We started. That's when my cousin came from behind me and shot me point blank in the ass because I was just going pop, 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 pop and shoot everyone. Because everyone has a mask. You're like a stormtrooper. No one knows who's who. So everyone's wearing the identical camo pullover and a stormtrooper helmet. So it's like you're just totally anonymous. I'd just be like, and those paintballs, when they take a good curve and hit someone, dude, it's so satisfying.
Yo, we had airsoft fights in college, and I shot my friend. Oh. He like was peeking around a corner, and I shot it. I watched it curve, hit him right in the face. It was really great. It was really great.
It's awesome.
It stuck with me. It is very satisfying.
You see that thing go? Whoop.
Yeah. Bend it like Beckham, dude. Right in someone's face.
That's so fucking fun.